Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
My word to entrepreneurs is, as long as you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say believe it, like, you got to really believe it. Yes. And you know how hard we go every day.
That's right.
No question. To make the money that we make. We could, because we believe it.
Yeah, we do.
And if you don't believe it, certain situations will come into your life impromptu that will really rattle and shake to see, are you really about this?
Yeah. Are you really about it?
We're back with another episode of The Measurables,
right.
Powered by Revolt,
mm-hmm.
Shot by Cali Vision. And I posted something when I was in Paris, man, because I put up the snippet of Pink Sweats and I talking.
Right.
And it got like 25,000, I think it said like 37,000 views on my on the Instagram post.
Sure.
Like, in terms of views. And I sent a message to Cali. I said, brother, I want to thank you
mm-hmm.
for having the vision mm-hmm. to have vision.
That's right.
Because we know people that don't have any vision.
Listen, we talk about it all the time. I think there's something to be said about somebody that believes in what you're trying to do.
Correct.
You know, and belief is priceless. You
correct.
Know, we've all had people that maybe along the way we believed in, didn't acknowledge the belief.
Right.
So I think the fact that Cali's rolling with us, I call him Cali Scorsese.
Cali Scorsese. Not good fellas, good Negroes.
You know what I'm saying? Getting it done. Getting it done, the Irishman.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but for sure, appreciate you, dog, all day long.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, the belief is always important. I think that's something that we preach
mm-hmm.
and something that we really live by. So just want to thank him for his efforts big time. But
absolutely.
But it's so much going on. I think I've been watching this recently. It's a really terrible wave of like shootings. You know, I hate to start with the dark tip, but the reality is it's something that's real troubling.
Yeah.
Something we got to talk about, man. Asian community got hit hard this week with the shootings in Monterey up in Half Moon Bay.
Yeah.
Terrible, man. You know.
Well, since the beginning of this republic,
mm-hmm.
people want their guns.
They want their guns.
And you know what's interesting? When I was in Paris, the like common citizens, they don't have guns like that.
No, you go get stabbed over there.
Yeah.
There's no guns. This is an American thing.
Yeah,
this is American as apple pie.
And the thing is, a couple of years ago, there were a bunch of congressmen, lawmakers, doing a baseball game, and somebody rogue with a gun shot into it again.
I remember that.
Again.
It was like a softball game, something like that. Crazy.
If you don't believe me, just look it up.
That's right.
If that wasn't reason enough to change these gun laws,
mm-hmm.
and you know what gets on my nerves when they say, well, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's stupid. And I always understand that people, they want their straps. You know what I mean?
But for what though?
Listen, man, the right to bear arms, I get it. I'm not a Second Amendment guy. I'm not going to beat the pulpit about that. If you're a legitimate gun owner and use it to protect yourself,
yeah,
I'm not going to knock that. Do what you have to do. We grew up in the streets. Things happen. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it gets in the hands of these cats that aren't really, they shouldn't be licensed to carry.
Right.
No, they aren't licensed to carry, and they got some mental stuff going on.
Right.
And you could always see, the writing is always on the wall early.
Right.
And it's, you know, these kids, these cats that did these crimes up in the Bay, you saw it coming. You hear stories about they had some issues mentally, workplace
always.
Violence. It's like, come on, man. If this cat's trying to choke you out a week before, like, you probably need to call the authorities and get him up out of there.
But this is the deal. After each of these things, it's always, like you just said, it's a list of things showing you mm-hmm. that this is going to happen. But mm-hmm. say this happens on Saturday.
Yeah.
If somebody reaches out to the authorities on Thursday, you know what the authorities are going to say? We can't do anything because he hasn't done anything.
Listen.
I know.
But it always manifests. It always builds. And all of a sudden, we have a tragedy. And that's just been, like, on my head heavy this week. Like, man, these cats, in the case of Monterey, these people are all dancing, celebrating the festival.
Just
the
out celebrating, bro.
They're older folk. They're all, like, 50 plus. Some, like, 60, 70. They lived a whole life. They celebrating the Lunar Festival. Culturally, this is the time of their life.
Right.
And they're in a ballroom swinging on the late night.
Right.
And the cat that's their age, a little older, comes in blasting.
Right.
Terrible.
Now, hold on a second. Now, the person who did the shooting, was he Asian too?
Asian, like 72-year-old cat.
Oh, this was an old dude putting...
Old dude coming in strapped.
With the heat, though?
With the heat.
Bro.
Problematic. So it's almost like...
Wow.
That makes it even more ill. As he was like...
Wow.
He was part of the culture. An older man. Come on now. Let these folks live. Like, if you... You know what's funny? Like, it's not funny at all. It's sad. Is you get to the point where you grow up a certain way. Like, when I grew up, you know, a lot of cats I knew didn't even get to 25.
Right.
And that's always the thing. We talked about it. You came by the crib the other day looking like Shab. This cat came out looking all dripped out. I was like, it's like 9:30 in the morning. I'm like, look at this guy. Like, you just get off the flight? I'm looking like Trey from, you know what I'm saying?
Either they don't know.
They don't show. Or they don't care what's going on in the hood, right? I'm like, looking at all dripped out. You feel me?
Yes.
But I'm just saying, man, it's just, it's a really, really sad thing because ultimately a lot of people don't get to a certain level in life in the neighborhood.
Right.
So if you can get to 75.
Like 80, you made it.
You made it.
You made it, bro.
Your grandparent, and you're having a wonderful night with your people celebrating a cultural festival. I have a lot of Asian friends, man. That's a really prideful time of year.
Right.
For those folks. And to be taken away like that, that's just disappointing. It's awful.
You ever seen the movie Carlito's Way?
Several times. One of my favorite flicks.
Okay, so you remember when Pacino was running towards the white girl and she was waving like, Charlie! And like he thought he made it. But Benny Blanco was like, nope.
Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
Like what you just said mm-hmm. about these people who are just out enjoying a prideful celebration.
Yeah.
Like, these are older individuals. And even if there were younger individuals there, these are older individuals who are, they're Al Pacino running towards the woman.
Sure.
Like, we made it. Like, you know, we're just here festive. And then you got this Benny Blanco mindset person. That it's really sad.
Yeah, well, in the streets, it's going to come back on you. So the boomerang style, right? So
yeah.
if you play somebody early, you best believe.
Absolutely.
They're going to find justice. Unfortunately, that's usually how it works out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that was, just, you know, this week has been troubling thinking about that. And this kind of, again, just talks, it brings back the issue of gun control, which, again, I won't go into the weeds on that, but it's something that there have been more mass shootings this year than we've had days in the year so far.
Wow.
And that's troubling. So
yeah,
I pray that, you know, I don't expect Congress or D.C. to do anything, making things going to change. There's too much money involved in that scenario, but it's something we got to discuss for sure.
Right.
Yeah, man.
So... there's something that we talk about all the time, mm-hmm. putting each other on.
Sure.
We have long conversations about
lengthy conversations about that.
And I was recently at a dinner for a friend of mine. His name is Mike Amiri.
Sure.
And it was just a celebration of just creatives of all different types. Mm-hmm. But what I noticed was that the community, his community,
mm-hmm.
was there creatively, and also the financial community was there.
Right.
And they were all like they were all just together.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this is how this is supposed to be.
Yeah.
You have talent. I have the means. If I can't help you myself, I'm going to put you into an infrastructure that can help you out.
Right.
And I just thought it was so amazing. And I was just like, in what pockets do we have that?
Wow. I mean, you know, it's wild. You know, I again, we talk about this all the time. I think, you know, we've got to do a better job in our community of supporting each other, you know, financially mm-hmm. also. You know, I always say that we're the one group that tends not to, you know, galvanize each other in a way that really help elevate the business. You know, our Jewish community has mastered it.
Right.
Our Asian community has thrived that way.
Right.
My Middle Eastern homies have done their thing.
Mm-hmm.
My Latino brethren, they get it done.
Right.
Familia.
Yeah.
We have a tendency to kind of roll solo, and I don't even understand how that works.
But why do you think that is, though?
It's almost genetic, man. You know, I could, we could tell a story about that. I feel like when we get to a position where we have some success, it almost feels like I got to take my ball and go home.
Wow.
The math is the math. There's strength and power. And I feel like if we understood that.
Strength in numbers.
Strength in numbers, rather. If we understood that, we would definitely look at it differently and be able to really elevate our bottom line.
Right.
I don't get it, man. It's troubling. And books have been written about it.
Right.
And again, I'm not, listen, there are people that have been looked out for me. We've looked out for each other.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I try to do best I can to extend that olive branch.
Yeah.
You know, but if you have the financial means, because ultimately it takes money to really build your enterprise.
Right.
You want to be able to go inside the community. You know, Dr. Umar talked about it, right? You want to be able to go inside the community and look at people like, look like yourself. Like, let's do this thing.
Right.
It doesn't knock anybody else culturally. Don't take offense. Because everybody, you all doing your thing too now. We don't have our own like banks and, you know, where we had them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we can go back 100 years, see what happened in Tulsa. Right.
Right.
But we have to be able to do that in a way that we can really help elevate the bottom line, because we need those resources, man. Other than that, we're not going to ever be able to achieve the level of success we plan on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's troubling.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that role solo mindset comes from the fact of there can only be one? Like, we've had these conversations and it's crazy, because it's like there's so much pie to be eaten.
Right.
Even after you get your slice, if the entire pie is eaten,
right,
there's a grocery store right down the street. You can go buy milks, nutmeg,
right,
sweet potatoes, Keebler crust.
Yeah.
You can make another pie.
Sure.
But somehow we just like feel like, I mean, well, to not stray too far, do you feel that because there's this mindset of, as it applies to us only, that there can only be one? When that one makes it, it's like, well, I've made it. Y'all figure it out.
Yeah. That's a hell of an analogy. It's very pie crust, right?
Mm.
You know, the ingredients are there.
Yeah.
Everything's there to make your own.
Mm-hmm.
But we can feed a lot with the pie we make. And I feel like—
That we make collectively. Right.
Let's break bread. You know, I always tell folks, you know, you took a shot on me. I did some management before, but you believed in what I was trying to do in a vision. Now things are trying to make sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we have to be more patient. We have a tendency to be an impatient people. I don't know why. We'd have waited this long, wait a little longer.
Right.
You know, I feel like sometimes we're easily swayed by the opulence. Or somebody can just dangle something like, I'm just going to pivot real quick. It looks like I'm going to roll with him. Like, yeah, give me a shot.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Instead of hiring your uncle, they ain't got no degree, or they go to school.
Right.
God bless your uncle. We all got uncles like that.
Yeah.
Holler at this cat that's got some talent, or self-made, like Callie said earlier. Like, he's self-made. Clearly, he's doing his thing. Like, let's put him on.
Right.
And give him the opportunity to really show what he's capable of.
Right.
We got to do that more often.
Right.
And we're the only culture I feel like doesn't do that like we should, man.
But you know what, though? My mother, well, I come from a family of entrepreneurs,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
And so my mother would say to me sometimes, because she owned a childcare service.
Right.
So, like, we had all different types of children that were there,
mm-hmm,
but specifically as it applied to us, right, black people, she would say sometimes, black people will hurt your feelings.
Break your heart.
And I'd be like, what do you mean by that? She's mm-hmm, like, because as a black entrepreneur and if you are my customer, we both share the same experience in terms of living in America. You know how difficult it is.
Right.
So the fact that you would try to beat me out of something, like, keep in mind, she's taking care of these people's children.
Can't be more personal than that.
So, like, right. when it comes time to pay for the week, for the month, we're not negotiating because you weren't negotiating when you dropped your child off.
No.
And I didn't understand it when I was younger, but she was just like, you know, you just need to, and my father would always say this, he'd say, just get some life experiences before you come and talk to me about anything.
That's right.
And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it now because black people will hurt your feelings, bro.
Yeah, man. And I'm not, you know, this isn't pile on black folks.
Absolutely. Come on, man. Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? We fight for the cause.
But we got to have those tough conversations, too.
Yeah, man. Sometimes.
Come on, man.
Uncle Mike said, be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those conversations sometimes, they might ruffle some feathers. But we got to do better about that. Because there's no denying the ability, the talent. Nobody can touch us in that regard. You know, what we're forgetting or we're losing is the fact to really galvanize together. We work together, unstoppable.
But it'd be for the it's for the wildest stuff that we work together.
Yeah.
So before I get to, because we were having this conversation and you were talking about the three things that affected black people the most, according to your sister.
I don't want to touch that.
But hold on. No. but no. We got to touch on Orenthal.
Okay.
But before.
Wow.
But before we get to him.
Yeah.
Brother, there's something I just got to say.
Mm-hmm.
That only happens in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Littering. Bro.
Wow. Yeah.
Bro. I just want to touch on it real quick. I mean, just a PSA to people.
Yeah.
If you're eating a hamburger, if you're drinking a drink, if you're drinking a Starbucks and you finish it, don't throw it out the window. Just hold on to it 5 more minutes till you get home. And throw it in the garbage can.
How about that?
Don't throw it out in the street in your community. Devalue your property value, even if you're renting.
It's a real statement.
It is amazing to me what I see. Brothers are just like.
I've had to pull people over like one time. Like, you're just going to throw it in the street, huh?
Yeah.
He's just going to do that. You feel comfortable? And what's ill is, there's trash cans everywhere.
It's
more trash cans on the street than I've seen in my lifetime. Every corner got a trash can. And now they've got multiple colors. You got recycling.
Yeah.
You got options.
Right.
You just had the little tin can back in the days. Now you have all these options. So it's inexcusable.
Right.
It's terrible. And to your point, we can be trifling, man. We will tear our community up.
Hey, man.
It starts with that, right? Trash on the ground.
But be so upset. When those people come, buy it up, redo it, and now you can't come. But the thing is, this has been, Pink Sweat said something in the last episode. He said that there was a older woman who used to do cleanup day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm always picking up stuff in my just on my block.
I know.
Because I just don't know. One begets another.
Sure.
But it's just like, I would just beg America, specifically America. Black America, bro. Yeah. Just hold on to your trash till you get home.
Yeah.
And then throw it away.
And they come in once a week. They're going to scoop it up. They'll come early. Get out there. Put your trash cans out. Take care of your business. It starts with the basic common sense, right? Let's keep our community clean.
Yeah.
It almost circles back to what we tell our kids. It's important to just, being good elders. Keep your community clean. Be a good citizen. These are the basics that you have.
But the thing is, it's so simple.
Yeah.
Like, nobody ate that but you.
How about that?
After you eat it, put it in your backpack. Put it in your pocket. Yeah. Hold on to it. You're walking by somebody's house, lift up their trash can and throw it in. Anyway, we're not going to stay there long. Okay. So, there's something I also want to rap with you about, brother. Mm-hmm. And this is something that, you know, growing up, my father had friends from all over the world.
Sure.
Right? Nigerian, Ghanaian, Jamaican. And what he would say to me is he would always say, there is an internal conflict between the American Negro and every other black person around the world.
Wow.
Where a lot of dark African people look at African American people with a disdain.
Right.
And what made me think about this is there's an interview by Akon. He's kind of making rounds right now.
Yeah.
And he's letting his mind be known.
Sure is.
And, like, it's nothing wrong with letting, like, like your thoughts be heard.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you also got to put some respect on African American people.
Birdman. That's right.
I mean, like, you got to. Yeah. Because, and I'm a fan of his.
Yeah.
Love all his music. But like, you know, there are just some comments that are made by people who are from Africa,
yeah,
that come here, or from Jamaica that come here, or from Trinidad that come here.
Yeah.
Like, all black people, like they feed into the narrative that has been built by the power structure.
Yeah.
And they forget that they rose to prominence on a rhythm that is all African American.
Sure.
Not Senegalese.
No, that's facts. That's facts. I can't argue that, man. I've got some African homies. You know, they're raised a little differently. I think there's a semblance of royalty that they have in their mind. And
absolutely. You know, and as they should.
As they should. Listen,
As we should.
I respect you coming to the stage like I'm a king.
Right.
Tell the youngsters, you're kings, you're queens. Mm-hmm. You know, these are things we should share with our youngsters. Let them know, and our adults, that we are of royalty.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, I think, you know, Akon's cool. I don't know the brother, but I've listened to some of his jams. I get it. He's making a ton of paper right now. He's doing good stuff in his native land.
As he should.
But recognize, you came to the States. I like you said, the rhythm. You always hear
the rhythm.
The vibration of black culture has helped elevate your bottom line and put you in a position to make those dollars.
Yeah.
You know, hip-hop wasn't, it started in the Bronx, right? Mm-hmm. And it started in the Congo. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, maybe some of the drum beats, I get it. It's all connected.
All of it's connected.
We're going to go back to the days in the Bronx, right? Because cats is breakdancing and shit. Like, mm-hmm. let's take it back and let's respect what really helped elevate his personal bottom line. And to your point, let's put some respect on what the folks who grew up in America that look like us have done.
Yeah.
You know?
Because.
But again, this is a conversation that shouldn't be taking place.
I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm. There's something called family business.
How about that? Be advised.
Family business is, just because you can't say it out loud, don't mean you should. Mm-hmm. You can have this conversation within our community. Yeah. My father used to watch this show called Amos and Andy.
Of course, back in the days. Wow.
And Amos and Andy started with two black guys.
Yeah.
And then they ended up doing a white version.
Of course.
What was interesting is that he said that this is a hilarious show. It's genius.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain things that they, meaning white people, should not see about us.
Yeah.
It's family business.
Yeah.
And these conversations, like, you can have your thoughts because
mm-hmm.
everybody's entitled to them. But there are certain things about our community that we need to take care of within. And then after we have a plan for it, okay, now let's go out.
Well, you know, culturally, we enjoy airing our family business. It's something that we almost relish in.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And I'd argue we're the only people to do it like that.
Yeah.
Everybody else is keeping their stuff inside.
Exactly.
I'm not knowing what the Jewish community is talking about. They're keeping it inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's.
Yeah.
We have to do a better job at that. We almost, you know, we've been able to monetize by gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wow.
We've created films and songs based upon drama and mess.
Yeah. It's
like something we really, really enjoy. You know, those barbershop conversations that, you know, movies have been made from it.
Right.
LeBron got the shop. It's cool. But those conversations were meant to stay up in the barber's chair. And they didn't leave, or the beauty salon.
Right.
You know, but as time goes on, stuff leaks.
Right.
And to circle back about, you know, what Akon's talking about, these are conversations that we can have amongst ourselves in the community. I'm going to go on a certain platform and spit about how black Americans ain't the same as African.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, bro? Again, perhaps there's a time and a place for it. But as we start to really ascend as a people.
Right.
Because we're all black people.
Right.
Let's figure this thing out and do a better job in, you know, working together and stuff, instead of separating ourselves in terms of, you know, you know, Teddy Roosevelt said something interesting. He said, comparison is a thief of joy.
Ooh.
Right?
Oof.
Bar. I said, Rough Riders, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
Let's stop doing that. Let's make sure that, you know, collectively move forward and figure out a way to really, just like you always use the word, galvanize each other.
Yes.
And leave that stuff where we should leave that stuff. And that's inside.
Yeah. So there are... There's a segment that we need to do in this show called Little Known Facts.
Little Known Facts.
I have a little known fact.
Okay.
Jonathan Rhodes, you had a match with one Andre Agassi.
Wow.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
Andre, to me, brother, that brother was phenomenal.
Insane.
This is when he had the mullet.
Yes, sir.
And he had like, you know, like the lime green with the white and the black. I mean, like mm-hmm. all those colors.
Okay.
So he had always been one of my most favorite tennis players outside of Arthur Ashe.
Uh-huh, of course.
And Boris and McEnroe.
That's right.
But like Agassi holds a special, I mean, and keep in mind, this is when Nike, you remember NBC in like the mid 80s where they had like Silver Spoons, what? Different Strokes, Knight Rider, A-Team.
All that.
Do you remember that?
You kid, that's all I used to do. Come on, man. We were stuck by the television.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So Nike had hit that stride where they got like, they had Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
And if people don't realize, Bo's first commercial, Jordan is in it kind of like, oh yeah, I'm just a new dude on the label. That's he right. hadn't become Michael yet.
Not quite.
But
not
they,
quite.
I mean, but they got Charles Barkley,
mm-hmm.
Andre Agassi.
Mm-hmm. All those
I mean,
cats.
Like they were tantamount to.
They had the best athletes in the world. Gretzky, everybody.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. So can you please let the people know your interaction with Agassi? Because like I found the story truly amazing.
Insane. Listen, it was early 84. I'm 12. And I'm a baseball player, all-league, little league all-star, Ladera. My mom always played tennis at Rancho at Dorsey.
Wow.
So I'll go down and hit with her. And after a while, I got pretty good at it. So I was beating the cats locally at the park. She got me a coach, Taliva Salone.
Going hard.
She's like, I'm going to get you a coach. So I'm practicing every day.
Right.
Taliva had a bright idea, like, let's get this cat in a little, let's enter him in a little tournament.
Yeah.
So, again, this is early 84. This is before the Olympics. I remember that. So we go down to Orange County for a tournament, and it's like one and done. Like if you win, you advance. You lose, you take your ass home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my first match is against this white kid. It's like my size, doesn't look very imposing. You know, I'm confident. I'm about to get to this cat. I got this guy.
I'm about to go hard on him.
We're warming up, and he's not hitting the ball that hard. It's like back and forth, just kind of getting prepared for the match. I was like, I got a shot with this cat, and I'm confident. I win the first game easily. Ace. Go on.
Brother won the first match.
The first game.
Okay.
The first game. One love. Ace. Forehand on the line. Backhand on the line. Volley shot. I'm like, I've got him. That's the last game I won. This cat beat me 6-1, 6 love. It was a wrap.
Wow.
I was back in the 405 North going to Shakey's Pizza. Think of my career started ended that day. So again, keep in mind, I don't even put two and two together.
Yeah.
It's about 3 years later, I'm at the tilt, looking at my Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Because I was getting, you know, we used to get SI.
Yeah, yeah.
And I opened it up. I'll never forget. I might still have the issue somewhere, but there was an article that said the teen dream that could wake up U.S. tennis.
Wow.
And I said, I know that guy.
Wow.
I was like, that's the guy I played about 4 years ago.
That is a...
And it was Andre Agassi. And I'm like... Oh, shit. Now, listen, he wouldn't remember this, but I sure do.
Right.
He went on to have become who he is.
Right.
But what made it cool was, you know, I fell in love with this game. And I remember playing, like, when I played him, he was so dominant after that my first little moment of joy. Like he was killing me. Like,
right.
His return of serve, still maybe the best ever still. But even at a young age, he was small, but super powerful.
Right.
But I became a fan. Started wearing the Agassi shorts, the denim joints. Had
of course,
the green, bro. The green and
listen.
Yeah, come on, man.
Listen,
that was my guy.
Do you understand? Denim and tennis makes no sense.
None.
Not Zero.
Comfortable. Not comfortable,
bro.
He was doing it.
He was doing it. It's like spaghetti and Jolly Ranchers.
He's a cat that I read his book Open years ago. Great book. Great biography.
Yeah.
Steffi Graf's his wife. She was cold.
Yeah.
I would love to meet Agassi. And tell this story, he'd probably be like, man, I don't know if I remember that. He probably wouldn't, right? Because we were kids. We were little kids. I'm talking, I'm 51. They're talking about 40 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
And right after that, he began his little junior ascend.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
But yeah, man, had to leave us alone. God bless. Took me down there. It was a quick turn. I was in and out quick. It was a Shaggy's pizza right on Sepulveda. Like, pepperoni.
Hey, yo. Hold on. Shout out to Shaggy's, bro, for those Mojo potatoes.
What?
Brother Mojo.
Change the game.
I don't even know how they got that name Mojo in front of potato. But, bro, let me tell you something. That's a revelation right there.
So I might slide in this Shaggy's later. Quietly. That's a cool spot. I pass by all the time. But it looks kind of tasty back there.
Right. So, little known fact about me is everybody knows Steph Curry.
Sure.
He is a perennial all-star.
One of the best of all time.
There was an all-star game in Houston.
Okay.
And there's a gentleman that I know. His name escapes me now. But he invited me to this dinner. And it was a dinner that Steph Curry was having.
Okay.
So I go there. It's Steph. Steph had like his personal minister there. It's a young brother. Mm-hmm. Brother guy, he was like 20.
Right.
And it was like maybe like 7 or 8 people. And he was not an all-star
that year. New in the league. Okay.
So, but he's starting to cook. He had gotten over, like when he first got to the league, he was having a lot of ankle problems.
He was. A lot of ankle problems.
So like after his ankle started to really stabilize, he started torching the league.
Sure.
So he pretty much is where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is now.
Killing it right now in the league.
Because Shai should have been an all-star, in my opinion, last year.
He give you like 30 a night right now.
Bro, incredible.
Killing it.
So the little known fact is he had his minister there and, you know, very personable guy.
Mm-hmm.
He says to the whole room, he says, thank you everybody for coming, but I want you all to understand this will be the last year that I'm not an all-star. Okay.
Wow.
That brother was true to his word.
Mm-hmm.
Several MVPs, several championships later. Hey, brother, I always think about that story as like, you know what? As long as you believe it, safety begins with you.
That's right. Well said.
Believe it, and I mean, like, really, really believe it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you and I have these conversations where we're like, yo, bro, we're stepping boldly before the throne.
Have to.
I mean, boldly.
Have to.
Now, the thing is, I'm showing respect to Jesus
in
his dreads, but I'm also letting him know, brother, I put the time in.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's time.
Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time.
Great cut. Yeah, it's that time.
That was a great cut, too, by the way. That was great. You understand how hard that line is? Looking at my Gucci? That's almost as cold as 6 in the morning. Bruh, do you understand how cold that line is?
Let me tell you something. I love Ice-T for that alone.
Yes.
That's another cat I came across. But if I do see Tracy, I'm going to holler at that guy. Like, he went to Crenshaw, too, from the neighborhood. Like, hey, man, Cole. He's an OG in the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So the other thing I want to talk to you about is, not talk to you about. I want to share with you. I went to this thing called 1500 Day in Inglewood.
Oh, it ran some cats. 1500 and
bro.
Yeah. Dope.
My brother Callie invited me out.
For sure.
That brother was there with shades on. You know what I'm saying?
Cool as a fan.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was so, I mean, like, brother, Thundercat performed. Cool. BJ the Chicago. Hey, yo, shout out BJ the Chicago Kid. Brother introduced me to Drum the other day. Big Baby Drum. Shout out to BJ the Chicago Kid.
I like that.
Bro, not only did Corrupt come out, but he did some of his most cherished hits.
We Can Freak It?
Hits such as It Ain't No Fun. Hits such as We Can Freak It.
Wow.
Freak if, but that to me is like, that's like the unofficial LA California anthem. Give it up. Give it up.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
That jam came out in 98. I just got my apartment with Big Paul. Shout out to Big Paul, Big Fix.
Yeah.
On the west side. We had a party in the backyard for my birthday. That jam played about 10 times in a row.
Bro, it's so good.
And the cut had the crowd moving.
Yes.
That's an iconic West Coast cut for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I want to give a shout out to Corrupt Young Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
Raw Dog.
Yeah.
Cause that's such a great cut. But you had what's my brother? Terrence Howard?
T. Howard, the actor?
No. The jazz music is it?
Oh, Terrace Martin.
Terrace Martin. My apologies,
Terrace,
brother.
Terrace, no end. Terrace Martin. That cat is cold.
Bro, he was there and he brought people on stage.
Yeah, man.
And then you had Saweetie. She was even in the house.
Hey, listen.
Gliding on stage.
I like Saweetie, man.
I like Saweetie a lot.
I like Saweetie.
Yeah.
She's quietly dope to me.
Yeah.
Went to SC. Super smart.
Super smart.
Super smart. I like how she's navigated her career.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saweetie's cool. Come on the platform.
But do you know what, though? You know what's beautiful about Saweetie is that, like, she's obviously a businesswoman.
Sure.
But she's giving you, like, a tinge of hoochie, too.
She gives you a little slight edge of that.
Like but just enough, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm giving you this hoochie, but I'm still business, though.
I'm about my business.
I'm about my business.
Yeah, she does it right. Like, she plays that game really, really right.
Yeah.
And I love how I saw a really cool interview with her on Kevin Hart Has a Cool Podcast. They sit down and sip on wine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was dope. Like, she spit a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
About her ascent. Like, she's a sharp ass sister. I got a lot of love, Saweetie.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the reason why I bring that 1500 day up is because, like, this is something that's just free for the community as long as you know somebody. Like,
sure.
I know my brother, so he got me in.
He
but
got
like,
you in there.
It was just amazing to see all of the talent
mm-hmm.
and all that we are.
Mm-hmm.
But what I noticed that was very interesting is that we don't really cheer for each other.
Yeah.
We don't. I mean, like, now keep in mind, when Corrupt did it, ain't no fun. Like, you gotta, come on.
You gotta get it.
You gotta give it up for that. Literally. But like, have you ever watched like the BET Awards?
I've been to a couple of them.
Okay. Like, you have Hallmark performers, and, like, we don't really give it up like that.
I don't know what that is.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Like, what is that about us that we, like, you could be sitting in front of somebody whose jam you're listening to in the car.
But you know what I'd argue, Boz? I think the older you get, the more you give. I feel like
when
you go to, like, concert with older folks, we're going in.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like taking us back to time. It's like, you know, it's like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You're feeling a certain way. Again, I go to, you know, I love my jazz. I go to Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
Casters, they're feeling it. Everybody's in the crowd feeling good.
Right.
Like, you don't see anybody sitting down.
Right.
You know, when you're young, you're too cool for school. You
know, right.
I tell the youngsters, like, you just, you know, you're trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the older you get, the more, that stuff goes out the window. You're just kind of enjoying the vibe. So.
Right.
In that kind of environment, 1500, I don't know what the scene was like. I didn't get that call, though.
I mean, listen, bro. Well, first of all, hold on. First off.
Mm-hmm.
First off. When you're invited someplace, you can't invite somebody else. That's just me. That's one. But the second thing the second thing is this. I will make sure, brother,
mm-hmm.
that when I'm invited, I will ask, yo.
Yeah.
Can we accept? But keep in mind, it was torrential rain pour.
Yeah, I might have tapped out anyway.
That's what I'm saying. And see, that's the thing. That's the thing about us, though. We gonna complain about something, but if you would have invited them, like, I don't know.
I try to show up. I like being scarcely popular. Sometimes you just gotta, like, vanish out. So when you see a cat, like, we ain't seen him in a long time. We missed that guy.
Yeah.
But I heard it was an electric set. But I do think the older cats get, the more they appreciate the energy, the vibes, the music kind of touches your soul in a different kind of way than when you're a youngster.
And to your point, mm-hmm. that makes absolute sense, because when we were listening to It Ain't No Fun.
Yeah.
When we listened to We Can Freak It.
That's right.
Like, people was going crazy because it's a song that you have to be of a certain age, or your mama or your father or your auntie.
Shit, that's 25 years old. So you do the math. If you know
right.
what I'm saying? If you're 25, you're 50
now. Right.
That's right. So
right.
that was your cut back then. So
right.
yeah, that was a good thing.
Yeah. So there's something else, brother, that brother, when I bring this to you, you're going to be like, this is so crazy
mm-hmm.
that this is actually allowed.
Right.
So there was an episode of you watch ATL?
You know what? Listen, I feel awful to say this. I've seen a few episodes. I know it's an incredible show.
Okay.
But I haven't watched it enough to really know how it flows.
Okay. So there was an episode where there was a man in a mall.
Okay.
He put on some shoes. Mm-hmm. The shoes that he walked in the store in, he put those in a box. He got up,
mm-hmm.
walked out.
That's right.
Not ran. Mm-hmm. He walked out.
Strolled out smooth.
And it was no problem. And guess what? The security said, we can't touch him.
Why not?
I don't know. But let me tell you something. The reason why I bring ATL and that scene up specifically is because there are a lot of smashing grabs. That shit is like...
They're everywhere.
Bro,
it's the purge right now.
It's like a pandemic. This shit is crazy. Okay? Okay. Right. So my wife tells me, she's like, I'm at Sephora in Fox Hills. These two girls roll in.
Mm-hmm.
Their ethnicities will remain private. But anybody looking, you all can guess who they were.
We have an idea.
Okay. They come in with not like the little sandwich bag. They come in with the big bag and go like this.
Wow. Like a duffel bag.
And not run out.
I actually saw that on the news.
They walk out.
Stroll out. Cool.
I have no idea when this, like, just like I tell you, I have no idea when it became permissible for somebody to just pull up on Lapeer in San Vicente and just pop a tent up. I have no idea when it came, when it became cool, or you had the right now to just walk into a store and steal something blatantly and not get tackled like Mike Singletary got tackled by Ronnie Lott.
I don't get it. I said this on the last time we got together. You know, that COVID check.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people got a certain amount of money they had never seen before.
Right.
They blew through it quick on stuff they shouldn't have. Blew through it quickly.
Right.
As if they were like that was going to happen again.
Right. Okay? Right.
Like, you're not going to get this 30 racks again.
Right.
So if I'm you, I might, you know, put this money in a good place.
Right.
It blew through it. And now it's like, how do I recapture that same gloss, that same glow up?
Wow.
So, and because I really don't want to work, because let's face it.
Wow.
No offense. A lot of cats that got the COVID checks weren't exactly on the grind. So I want the same look. I'm just going to go start robbing things.
Wow.
And because people aren't really stopping me, I saw a cat just a few months ago. A cat drove his car into like Neiman Marcus, like drove the car into the building.
Drove an automobile, four wheels.
Through the building, like through the front door. Didn't pull up on the side. I'm just going to drive through.
Wow. In Beverly Hills?
In Beverly Hills. And I think they had like another car waiting to kind of, it was like, I'm going to drive in, open it up, run out, get stuff. And there's another car, like a getaway car waiting for me to roll out. So the other car was stolen. I'm like, what a brazen ass.
It's brazen, bro.
Some Tango and Cash shit.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly. Exactly.
Going up in here like this.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But see, this is what happens because one of our, one of the targets we go to is the one on La Cienega.
Mm-hmm.
The one, they used to be the old FedCo. Yeah, you got to be from L.A. to know about that FedCo, bro.
Yeah, that got hit during the riots.
Oh.
Torched.
Okay. So everything of merit is behind glass now. Deodorant. Hold on.
Oh, I know.
Deodorant.
Yeah.
Toothpaste.
Bar soap. Soap.
The frozen goods are no longer in the freezer.
How about that?
You have to ring a bell or you have to ask somebody.
Yeah.
Because this is what happens. Every company has prevention and loss, right?
Sure.
You just mark it and know that, like, you know, you're going to lose X amount. Mm-hmm. The fact that these people roll in here and just steal stuff so brazenly, they start with the plastic. Then they start putting it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, you know what's going to happen? What are we going to do with our business in this community?
Come on.
Tell me what's going to happen.
Hey everyone, it's Jalen here from the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast. If you're a fan of business podcasts, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast, a show that covers business, career development, and tips to increase your income. And the best part, it's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, we're going to close it now.
We're going to shut it down.
We're going to shut it down.
We're going to shut it down.
And now just the basic necessities of what you need, you can't get because you're trying to get the high gloss so you can be on TikTok, so you can look good. I mean, like, I just don't understand the labor-nith of, okay, I'm going to go inside, take everything, and once I get this, what am I going to, like, are they selling it in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Like,
it's wild. Again, I alluded to the riots some 31 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I was in school at the time. I can't argue and say if I wasn't here, maybe I would have been out there. I hate to say that, but that was a time when people were going nuts.
Mm,
But that time has passed.
Yeah.
Know, we can't have that same level of
lawlessness.
Lawlessness. And it feels that way, right?
It feels very lawless. Like, I've never, well, I want you to continue and then I'll jump in afterwards.
Yeah, well, COVID,
it feels very lawless.
Well, COVID wasn't Rodney King. Okay.
Yeah.
It was a pandemic.
Yeah.
Not a racial uprising.
Right.
So I think at some point, I understood the anger back in 92. I don't understand the lawlessness in 2023. It's crazy.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know if it's like if it's really relegated to like more the big cities. Typically it is, because trust me, down south, somebody's pulling out, they're blasting on.
Hey, man. I'm just,
you know.
And the thing is, we spoke about this earlier in this very podcast.
Sure.
About like the right to bear arms.
Hey, man.
It's like, bro, like, I don't want to do this, but you're going to come into my business, mm-hmm. and you're going to respect it. If you're not going to respect it, guess what I got? Click, click.
Circle back. Listen, we started,
hey, man.
We started a conversation talking about Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a Catholic. I'm not an NRA member.
Neither am I.
I'm not, you know, I'm not Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you something. You come up in my spot, you might not leave walking.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
And if you come in my business with the lawlessness, you might feel some heat.
Right.
I might give you a flesh wound. You know, I want you to survive, but I want you to remember it happened.
Right.
And I think when I see it happening like that with the level of, it's tough to watch.
Yeah.
It's like News at 11, cast a ski mask, jumping, going in. It's wild.
But you know what? So the Macy's at Baldwin Hills, they're going to close that.
Shutting it down. One of five across the country. And it's ironic that it's the one on Crenshaw.
Yeah.
And King.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah. So, brother, I have so many things mm-hmm. we've touched on. Is there anything else that you want to touch on?
I mean, hell.
For this podcast, bro. We touched on so much, brother.
Yeah, man. Listen, it's funny when we talk. And people don't know, we have these conversations all the time.
Yeah.
We just capture them every now and again on the mic.
Yeah.
And now with Callie's love on screen, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, man, I think about, and I talked about this last time, you just got back from Paris, and I'll circle back really quickly. And you always come back really inspired.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling Gabby this the other day. I said, what's cool about
Gucci. Gucci Gab.
Gucci finds Gabby.
Gucci Gab, yeah.
Shout out to Malay. I was telling her, it's wild that when you come back from Paris, you're always really more energized. Not that you aren't anyway,
mm-hmm.
but I think you always see things. It's like your prism opens up. It's almost like,
right.
It's like a kaleidoscope of opportunity.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And it just bleeds into how I think what I need to do, what we need to do.
Right.
I'm just ready to take some things over. And it's exciting. You're looking fresher than ever. Brother Scott came back looking cool. I'm like, what is going on right now? I was looking at the gram like, this guy, who is this guy right now? This is Jesus Christ. So I always know I'm spoiled because I see you all the time.
Right.
You feel real talk?
Yes, sir.
And I'm a fan of how you move.
Yeah, likewise.
Sometimes I have to remove myself. Matter of fact, just quickly. Yesterday, you sent some pictures of some of the people you had worked with before. I'm like, I forgot about who is this cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who's he? I see Ellen up in here. I'm like, you did her shit?
Right.
There's so many people you've blessed with your garments.
Right.
And you've touched with just the energy.
I'm right.
Like, man, it's time for everybody to really understand and recognize the gift you have, man. So I'm a fan anyway. But, you know, every day we talk more. It's about the biz. It's personal, too.
Right.
But when you step away, and when I was able to step away across the seas, and look at the phone, like, man, this cat is really,
yeah,
he's really shining in the space where the world's best are. It's their stage,
right?
And you were shining and standing out in that,
correct,
in the mix of those and your peers. And I thought that was super dope.
Well, I'll jump on that. Well, one, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, this is something for like just entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know, if you believe it, and I spoke to this earlier in the podcast. If you believe it, mm-hmm. like, the gap is actually closable.
There's no doubt
like
about it.
Like, any gap.
Yeah.
And the thing is, what I start to understand is, when you're in the room with these people who you admire, and they, like, there's so many people that I don't even realize that I know
yeah.
that knew me, and that all happened in Paris. Like, yo, I love your stuff. And I'm like, bro, like, do you have any idea how much I love what you do?
Isn't that wild? That's dope.
But, like,
it's like the All-Star game.
Because... Not, I mean, bro, 95% of success is showing up.
How about that?
It's just showing up. And for so many years, I had all of these reasons why I couldn't go. Then I had some health situations that prevented me from going.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, my word to entrepreneurs is as long as you believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say believe it, like you got to really believe it. Yes. And you know how hard we go every day.
That's right.
No
question.
To make the money that we make, we could, because we believe it.
Yeah, we do.
And if you don't believe it, certain situations will come into your life impromptu that will really rattle and shake to see, are you really about this?
Yeah. 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 Are you really about it?
Are you really about it?
Yeah, belief is everything.
Yeah.
It's so important to have that. It's deep in your soul, right? Mm-hmm. And people will talk you out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's easier said than done. But if you believe, you know, it's something they tell you when you're young, you know, if you achieve it, if you believe it, right?
Right.
That's something that rings true.
Correct.
The older you get, the more discouraged you can become, especially if things don't happen and go according to plan.
Right.
You know, you said something the other day, like, you know, kids are smart and school dumbs them down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think as the years go by and the calendar starts to drop, and maybe you haven't seen the successes that you dreamed you'd have, and maybe you get a job working in the system, and they're never going, you know, they're going to keep you there because they don't really want to really foster your dream. Just want to give you a little check to keep you appeased, right?
Right.
You start to that belief starts to kind of fade away.
Right.
And it's sad. But I tell folks all the time, like, the older you get, if you implement that wisdom, you know, obviously these gray hairs, we earn these joints. Right,
bro. Every single follicle,
every strand, brother. Trust me.
Yes.
With years, stress, hood, all kind of shit. Like, this is okay. This is not a paint job, Playboy. This is tried and true.
Right. Absolutely.
Stand and deliver.
Oh, brother. It is like racism in the United States. It is tried and true.
It is tried and true. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But if you do have that belief, you know what I mean, and can get through the madness, and keep your head above the fray. Like you said, 95% of just like showing up, you got an opportunity. Just like, you know, we have to talk about knocking on the door. It's there for you. But you got to like turn the noise off, because the noise will really kind of, it'll drown you out. And you're always, we're really so blinded by what's going on in the world. It distracts us from what we're really we're focused on.
Right.
Listen, we've been guilty of it. Like, you see what everybody else is doing, can't do it.
Right.
Got to lock into or take our own shots.
Right.
You know? That's just how life works. Life works in the way that God gave you your own little path, Playboy. Like, this isn't...
This isn't everybody's path. It's not everybody's path.
This is your own script, man.
Right.
You're the star of your own movie. I'm an extra in the Boz movie. I got my own shit I'm shooting, too.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's a joint feature.
Right.
But
this is it.
This is it right here. Ain't this wild? Live and in the flesh. Funky fresh in the flesh.
Funky fresh in the flesh.
In the flesh.
Yes.
It's happening.
Yeah.
But we got to enjoy this journey. We got to believe in each other. You know, if nobody else does, you know, we know God's got our back. He's going to guide these steps. We got to walk them, though.
Absolutely.
Real talk.
Absolutely. So, 53 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another edition of The Measurables / Den of Thinking Men.
Always.
Powered by Revolt.
Appreciate you as always, Brother Love.
Bro, Brother Love. You know, Brother Love, hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Brother Love's office.
Sick.
It's not sick, it's healthy.
It is really healthy.
Bro, it is Godzilla fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, he's dope.
So, shout out to that brother. As always, shot by my brother Cali Vision. Like I said, in the middle, we were a quarter of the way in. Shot by Cali Vision, and shout out to the brother for having the vision to have vision.
Indeed. Love that. The name fits, brother.
Good. Absolutely. Time. So, that being said, we will see you next time. Thank you very much. Peace.
My love. You start the fire. I'm trying to find what you like.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.